Licking County Health Department and Board of Commissioners are partnering on a new Community Navigator program. The program seeks to reduce drug use and overdoses in the county. Residents will now have a one-stop shop for education, treatment options, individual support, and resources. Amazon is planning on investing $2 billion into Sunbury to build a data center. It will be located on the east side of town in a new industrial park. Officials say it's great news because now that Amazon has made an investment, they think it will encourage other businesses to come to Sunbury. As far as a time frame, though, they don't think the facility will be open for a few years. The Ohio Power Siting Board is set to host a public hearing on the Eastern Cottontail Solar Project, which aims to create a 220-megawatt solar energy facility in northeastern Fairfield County. According to the Lancaster Eagle Gazette, the facility will feature solar panel arrays and a number of other items needed to operate the facility. The hearing is set for January 27th in Pleasantville. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Former Columbus police officer Adam Coy's sentencing, which was set for today, has been delayed. This month, a jury convicted Coy of murder and additional charges for the 2020 shooting death of Andre Hill. Coy's lawyers claim the state concealed crucial information, so they've requested a new trial and a postponement of the sentencing. Officials believe it'll be a couple of weeks until the judge makes a decision. Licking Memorial Hospital is planning a $20 million education and culture center on its land near the parking lot leased to Mound Builders Country Club. Mound Builders is leaving the land currently used as a driving range on January 1st. Construction for LMH kicks off in the spring or summer, wrapping up in 12 to 14 months. Mount Vernon City Council's committee meeting is set for 6:30 tonight with the discussion on the bids for construction on their new municipal building. The legislative session is set for 7:30 p.m. There, council will have a second reading on an ordinance concerning permitting overnight camping in city-owned parks. I'm Eric Brown reporting. The Licking County Board of Elections is set to have staff hand count all ballots during a recount for the Village of Hanover's road levy on December 3rd. The three-year, five-mil renewal levy was narrowly defeated by just three votes, 376 for and 379 against. The recount will start at 9 a.m. at the Board of Elections. Denison University is moving forward to renovate and add on to one of their most historic buildings on campus, Doane Hall. The university has raised over $25 million of their $35 million goal. If you're not for sure, Doane Hall is the yellow brick building that sits at the very top of President's Drive. Last week, New Albany police officer Leland Kelly represented the community on a global stage at the International Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics in San Antonio, Texas. This honor placed him among fewer than 40 officers worldwide in this elite role. I'm Eric Brown reporting.